You just can't heap enough praise upon this man. Inventive, intricate, irresistible, and artistically fearless as all get out. And he's digging being a dad. This instrument, this car, this drum on a stick, has traveled to places it's never been to before in the hands of this driver. The New York Times proclaims him the world's most accommodating virtuoso. And I could not agree more. Say good morning to truly the world's ambassador to the banjo and a lifelong member of the Telluride Bluegrass family, Mr. Bela Fleck.
Thank you.
Thank you. How's it going, everybody? That's good. How about them monks? Tuning is the hardest part of this show for me. It's hard to talk and tune at the same time. I have to alternate. Thanks for your patience. Have you been having a good festival so far? I just got here yesterday, but I've been listening in Nashville almost all weekend with my wife Abigail.
Who you guys know, Abigail Washburn. And our brand new 1 month old boy. So I want to send this show out to Abby and Juno and Chrissy and Don, who are sitting there listening right now, right where I was the day before yesterday. Thanks so much. That's some music from a banjo concerto that I wrote and performed, premiered a couple of years ago. And of course, you have to imagine the 80-piece orchestra that's normally playing. It's a little bit better that way. So Juno was born about, this is Juno's the name of our little boy, and I'm going to indulge a little bit in talking about him for a second. He was born on the 19th of May, about 3 weeks early, and I had timed all my gigs to be done 3 weeks before he was born. My last gig was on the 19th in San Francisco. And on the evening of the 18th, Evan and I were talking on the phone. He said, looks like you're going to make it for the birth. He looks like there's no doubt now. But the next day, on the 19th, middle of the afternoon, Abby calls me and says, something's going on. And so I started looking for flights. But there are no direct flights from San Francisco to Nashville at that time of the day. There was no way to get there, so I went on stage. And she was home. They sent her back from the hospital and said, no, you're not. You're definitely not in labor. And but she called and said, you know, something's going on. So we decided that she would, if she had to have the baby, she would have the baby. And I would go ahead and play the gig, and we'd both feel just fine about it because we tried. And but she said, let me be on stage with you. And so I brought out my iPhone, walked out on stage, turned on my phone, called her, and put the phone down next to the banjo, and she listened from the house. And every few songs, I'd pick up the phone and say, what's going on? And about 30 minutes into the set, she said, we're on the way to the hospital. And about 45 minutes into the set, literally about, Abby, you'll have to check me on this, I know she's listening. She was 8 centimeters dilated. So I came off and was on the phone with her for a while and decided to go back on stage and play one more song and say goodbye to the audience and be there for the birth. The midwife said, no problem, she'd got at least the 30 minutes. But as soon as I went on stage, baby came right on out. So I missed it. I caught the red high home through Dallas, and about 5 in the morning, I'm sitting in Dallas with my banjo waiting for my flight to Nashville, and this little tune popped out for little Juno. I'll play it for you. Thank you.
about some cello banjo. Some music that I learned on a trip to Africa 5 or 6 years ago. Starting out with a piece I learned in Tanzania. It was originally played on a mallet instrument, a small mallet instrument, about 7 or 8 keys this big. And then some music from Mali that I learned from a guy named Athel Bokum, who lives in neo-funk. In Mali, and it's been a tough place in recent years because of what's going on with the Al-Qaeda presence there, to the point where they actually outlawed music. A lot of these people had to head out to Bamako and hide out. Anyway, I'm gonna send this music out to all my friends, all my Malian friends. Thank you.
My banjo roadie, Noam Pakilny. Still tuning, by the way. It's a deceptive way of tuning while people think you're playing a song. Thank you. That's a little tune I wrote.
Thank you.
Mr. Noam Bukilny. Oh, it's in tune. Thank you. Thank you. How about sending some music out to the great Earl Scruggs? What do you say? Earl was the best, and he's the reason that I play the banjo, and so many of us play the banjo. He could tune a banjo, too. Anyway, we lived about a mile apart in the last few years of his life. He lived in that house that George Jones and Tammy Wynette lived and fought in, over on Franklin Road. I used to go see him a lot in the last few years when I was home off the road. I also used to speed a lot on that road, which is not advised for any banjo player, musically or in a car. One day, I was driving way too fast, got pulled over, policeman, asked for my license and registration and gave it to him, because he was a policeman. And he went back to his car and sat there, let me sit there for a little while. And then he came back up to my window and he said, "Who's the greatest banjo player in the world?" And I said, "That's Earl Scruggs." And he said, "That's right. Now you drive faster. You drive slower around here next time." That's what happened. So here's some Earl Scruggs tunes. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Thanks so much. I know that felt like the end. And it really is. I just thought I'd finish the show by tuning some more. Is that okay? I'm gonna finish up with a little parlor trick. Just a little more tune in. Well, thanks so much for listening to me today. Let me do this. And it's always a highlight of my life to come to Telluride and play at this festival. And I think this is either my 30th or 31st time, so who would have thought when I got to come back here in 1982 with the Newgrass Revival. Still here and so glad to be here with so many of my good friends.
all you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate you guys.